Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Hope you're listening each Sunday morning at this time as we'll give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files that you can download, 30-minute Bible videos on a variety of subjects, and a host of other Bible-related material. We cordially invite you to check it out. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you but to show your need for God in your life to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to begin this morning by wishing all of our listeners out there a very happy and prosperous 2021. We begin a new year on this Lord's Day. We hope and pray that the coming year will be much better than the last one that we've had so much difficulties in and continue to experience, but there seems to be a positive movement with the vaccines out, and hopefully we can get this pandemic behind us and we can begin to move forward. At the end of the year, we have began a study entitled The Deity and the Humanity of Jesus. In the beginning of this series, we looked at the fulfilled prophecies, which was one of the evidence of the deity of Jesus Christ. Today, we want to look at His claims. Jesus made some claims concerning Himself, and we want to examine those claims as we look at the Scripture. We begin in Matthew, the 4th chapter, when He was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. And in verse 10, He said, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written that you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only thou shalt serve.'" He understood that man was only to serve God, and he knew, and he quoted the law. We also know in John chapter 9, after healing the blind man, he made the statement in verse 35 of John 9, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." And so he claimed to be God's Son. We also know in John chapter 5, verse 23, he expected to be worshipped. We also see in his healing of the blind man in John 9, 35 and 38, that he accepted worship from the blind man. Who can accept worship except God? The only one that is to be worshipped is God, and he accepted worship. The apostles rejected worship when Cornelius tried to bow down to Peter in Acts 10. He forbid him, told him to get up. In Acts 14, when men tried to worship Paul and Silas, he told them that he was just like them. Acts 14, verse 14 and 15. The angels rejected the worship of John in his letter, the Revelation letter, in John 19 and in John 22. He sought to worship the angel who was revealing the message, and he was told that he should worship God only. So if men were not to receive worship, and if angels were not to receive worship, but the Son of God, while he was on earth, accepted worship, then he truly was the Son of God. The other claims to deity. He had the right to supreme love that was due to God alone. He mentioned that in Matthew 22, verse 37. He's the King of the heavenly kingdom, and he had a triumphal entry into that spiritual kingdom. In John 18, 36 and 37, he told Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world. That means it's a spiritual kingdom, and he's the head of that kingdom. Therefore, he is deity. He had the ability to forgive sins on earth. He forgave the thief on the cross of his sins in Luke chapter 23. In Matthew 9, verse 6, he He tells us that he had the ability to forgive sins on earth. Who can forgive sin except God? We also see that he had all power in heaven and earth. We read that in Matthew 28, verse 18, in part of the Great Commission, before he went back to heaven. We also see that all judgment was given to him in John chapter 5, verse number 22. John chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, the Bible says we must all stand for the judgment seat of Christ. Again, that's an expression of his deity. He is our judge. We also see that the Word will judge him. Jesus said that himself in John 12, 48. That would be the standard. He claimed to be the light of the world in John 8 and verse 12. In John 14 and verse 6, in a private conversation with his disciples, in telling them that he was going to send them the Holy Spirit after he went back to heaven. He told them in verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so he was the way, the truth, and the life. He's also the door to the sheep, John chapter 10, verses 9 and 11. He is the true vine that all men must be attached to, John chapter 15, verse 1 through 7. After raising Lazarus from the dead, he said that he was the resurrection and the life in John chapter 11. In John chapter 11 and verse number 25, John 11 and verse number 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So he is the resurrection. Again, that's an example of his deity. And therefore, he is the Son of God because he is deity. He also has claims that he will punish the wicked. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21 through 23, in summing up the Sermon on the Mount, he said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Notice, my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who practice lawlessness. Again, who can punish the wicked except God? But he said he will in Matthew 7. The demons knew he was God. Now, let's read. Those are important examples. In Matthew 8, verse 29. Matthew 8, 29. And suddenly they cried out, saying, What have you to do with us, Jesus, the Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Again, an example that they knew that he was the Son of God. Therefore, they gave testimony of his deity. In Mark 3, and verse 11. Mark 3, verse 11, And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, You are the Son of God. And then we see in Luke chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, and verse number 41. Luke chapter 4, verse number 41. Scripture says, And the demons also came out, many crying out and saying, You are the Christ, the Son of God. And the rebuking them did not allow them to speak, for they knew he was the Christ. And then last, in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 28. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 28. Then when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I beg you, do not torment me. And so even the demons acknowledged and gave testimony and affirmed that he was the Son of God. And Jesus told his followers and told the disciples he did not come to do his will, but the will of him who sent me. He told them that in John 8, verse 58, that before Abraham was, I am. And they took up stones to stone him in John chapter 8 because they knew that he made himself equal to God, saying he was the Son of God. Now again, if those claims could not be sustained, if they could not be confirmed, if they could not be validated, that was a death sentence. That was a blasphemy against God, was a death penalty. And yet, it can only be true if the claims were false. But he made those claims over and over again while he was on earth. He claimed to come from God. He claimed to have seen God. He seen God. He descended from heaven, and he went back to heaven. He told his disciples that he was going back to his Father. He told them in John chapter 14, he was going back to prepare a place for them and receive them again into himself. We also see in the Gospel of John that over and over he demonstrated that he was God by knowing things about men before they were told. He knew that Nathanael was sinning under the tree before he ever met Nathanael in John chapter 1. We know also that he knew what the thoughts of men were. He knew when the disciples were arguing about who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and he rebuked them. Who knows the thoughts of men except God? God's the only one that knows the hearts of men. And when the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians tried to test him and tried to trap him in his words, he told them, why do you think evil in your heart? Why do you have this evil in your heart? Who could know that but God? All these statements are evidence and affirmations of the fact that he was the Son of God, that he claimed to be, and he made that claim over and over and over again while he was on earth. And he claimed to have a relationship with the Father in heaven. He claimed that the Father sent him. He claimed that he was sent to do the Father's will. And in John 17, when he was praying prior to going back to heaven, just before he was arrested, he makes a comment in verse 4 of chapter 17, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with your glory which I had with you before the world was, showing its prior existence. I have manifested your name to men who have given you have given me out of the world, and they are yours, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. I have given them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and know surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Now again, these were all claims that Jesus made that he was deity, that he was the Son of God. Now those claims mean nothing if they could not be substantiated, if they could not be validated and confirmed. But they were confirmed by the things he did, by the things he taught, and even by the Father himself at his baptism in Matthew 3 and at the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17. Yes, Jesus was deity. He was God on earth. He was both man and God, and his claims are sustained by the evidence, and the claims are sustained by his existence prior to coming to earth in the eternal state, because you can only be eternal if you are God. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again